This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and dignitaries joined the nation in paying tribute Friday to the late Senator John McCain, saying the longtime lawmaker and war hero served a cause greater than himself. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
On his final trip to the Capitol, Congress's top two Republicans say it's fitting McCain is lying in the rotunda.
Under this mighty dome, like other American heroes before him.
On a day like this, John would usually be bounding this way or that way, right through here, visitors turning to each other, asking if that's who they think it is.
Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan were among the speakers as McCain was remembered at a service under the Capitol Dome, with his 106-year-old mother among those listening, and Americans lined up for blocks outside waiting to see his body. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stars of music, entertainment, and civil rights are honoring the late Aretha Franklin at a celebratory funeral in Detroit, Michigan. AP's Warren Levinson has details.
A long procession of preachers, government officials, and show business stars ascended the pulpit at Detroit's Greater Grace Temple, sharing space with Aretha Franklin's rose-covered funeral bier. Filmmaker Tyler Perry was a friend, he said, because he made her laugh. For him, she did a lot more.
When Aretha sang gospel, something shifted, something happened in the atmosphere.
Statements came from Barack Obama and George W. Bush. Bill Clinton came himself, as did Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, Chaka Khan, Ron Isley, Cicely Tyson, and Faith Hill, among others. Outside, a row of pink Cadillacs filled the street. I'm Warren Levinson.
A down day on Wall Street with the S&P 500 ending flat while the Dow Jones Industrial Average edged down and the NASDAQ closed slightly higher in light trading. This is VOA News.